BBC News with Nick Kelly. The forces of the Libyan warlord General Khalifa Haftar have said they've stormed and captured the coastal city of Sirte, which up to now has been in the hands of the country's UN-backed government. It hasn't yet made any comment. General Haftar's forces hold much of Libya. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that global tensions are at their highest level this century. He made no direct reference to the US airstrike that killed the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani in Iraq, but he warned of a profound risk of miscalculation as a cauldron of tensions caused more countries to take unpredicted decisions. The former US National Security Advisor John Bolton has said he's willing to testify at President Trump's impeachment trial if called to do so by the Senate. The surprise decision was announced on Mr. Bolton's website as Democrats and Republicans continued to spar over whether witnesses should be allowed to give evidence at the trial. New sex crime charges have been filed against the former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein in Los Angeles on the same day his high-profile rape trial began in New York. L.A. prosecutors alleged Mr. Weinstein raped one woman and sexually assaulted another in 2013. The film producer has repeatedly denied accusations of sexual misconduct. Police in Liberia have fired tear gas to disperse hundreds of anti-government protesters gathered near the parliament and presidency after a march in the capital, Monrovia. The demonstrators are angry over President George Weah's response to spiralling inflation. And police in Niger have arrested more than 300 Sudanese migrants after protests in the town of Agadez led to almost all of a transit camp being burnt down. Over the weekend, the police moved in and violently dispersed a demonstration calling for their paperwork to be processed. The local authorities said some migrants then torched around 300 homes. BBC News.